Alrighty, welcome back to the show. Time to catch up with Rachel Halder, Senior Catchment Coordinator for Thriving South. And also, don't forget, get in the draw for those two tickets to the Ladies' Long Lunch. Send me a text, 5009. Send me a text, 5009. Just tell me your name and Ladies' Long Lunch, and we'll make that draw after tomorrow's show. All right, good afternoon, Rachel. Welcome to the muster.
Thank you, Andy. Good to be here.
Great to have you. Now, the ACE Project. I missed this the other day. Tell me about it. What is the ACE Project?
So the ACE Project is new, but the ACE Group is not. So ACE itself, the Aparima Community Environment, is the six Aparima catchment groups that have come together effectively from Headwaters to the estuary, and they're having a conversation about what's important to them. So earlier this year, they were approved for their community project. So it's the Building Our Future Together with Our Community, and that is now funded by Thriving Southland. So the group has four work streams, and they are each responsible. So each of the catchment groups are responsible for delivering it on, you know, an FMU, that freshwater management unit level, and it's really exciting.
So the four work streams, so what sort of things do these work streams cover? What do they do?
Yep, so each of the work streams is different and sort of targeting a slightly different thing. The four work streams involve water quality and stream walks work stream. Bit of a mouthful when you say it like
yeah,
that.
It is.
So it's looking at, you know, how do we get more educated in our waterways? How do we sort of get amongst it and really understand what we're looking at? So we're trying to encourage a bit of citizen science, and, you know, the work stream involves stream walks in each of the catchments at least sort of 1 to 2 times a year, learning about, you know, rapid habitat assessments, learning about microinvertebrates. We're then doing a farm plan work stream, so we're trying to get the whole of the Aparima catchment on board with getting a farm plan, looking at those differently, you know, enhancing them, getting sort of different levels so people can aim for something and or get started on something and have a conversation with their neighbours. We're looking at sediment traps as our third work stream, and that's about, you know, how do we build a bit of a network of different sediment traps around Southland and especially in the Aparima catchment that, you know, neighbours, farmers, landholders can go and see examples of different ways to do it and have a resource that allows them to understand what's involved with getting to that point. And then our last one is a future farms systems. So it's using all of the technology and all of the models and systems that are out there to try and help us, you know, see the opportunity and see the options that are out there for us going forward in terms of, a, you know, future farming systems with our nutrients and our, you know, our mitigation options that we have. So really is plenty going on, and each of the work streams is sort of headed up by a few farmers from each of the catchment groups, supported by some stakeholders. And, you know, we sort of tackle them each and then come together monthly to sort of review how we've gotten so far.
All right, so some really good concrete getting your hands dirty work there. So that's what I like to hear. ACE Project recently organised a Future Farming Expo, and I was actually invited to this, but because I was at Field Days, actually I wasn't at Field Days, but we're on the roadie to Field Days, I couldn't come along. But how did it go?
Yeah, it went really well. It's definitely was a big task, so the group did well to deliver. But, you know, it came about right at the inception of this ACE Project about trying to bring information and knowledge to the Aparima catchment group and trying to get, you know, everybody involved and bring people that they want to hear. So this was a part of the Future Farming work stream, and it was about showcasing what else is going on out there. You know, what technology is being developed, what is everyone working on, what sort of cool, interesting things are happening, and what tools and resources do we have available to us to use in our farming practices. So we ended up with some really good turnout. It was the first sort of event like that at the Otaru Sports venue. So we had some logistical challenges, but we got there in the end, and it was bloody jam-packed. So I think everyone took it away on the Friday with something new and something exciting that they'd learned, which is what we were totally trying to achieve.
Absolutely fantastic. So that was June the 11th. What is coming up for the ACE Project? What do you got on the horizon?
So, like I said, each of the four work streams is effectively delivering and delivering different things. So come spring and summer, we are going to start putting diggers on the ground as such for our sediment trap work stream. So we've been working alongside Environment Southland and other stakeholders to design and create these sediment traps, and now we're going to start building them. So that's really exciting. The Streamwalks project is looking at doing its first round of water testing, so we have that off the ground. So that's in conjunction with some of the regional council sites, but we have created some more sites so that we can sort of start doing a bit of a journey through water testing and what it looks like. And we're going into some of the high-value areas in the Aparima, so the Bayswater Bog and Lake George, and just sort of giving people the opportunity to see those and, you know, how significantly they are important they are now. Our future farming systems have identified a few farms that they're going to start modelling, and the farm plan work stream is looking to get some workshops underway. So it really is a lot, but it's exciting.
It is exciting. Rachel Halder, Senior Catchment Coordinator for Thriving Southland. Hey, if someone wants to get involved, they want to get in touch with you, your Facebook page or website, what's the best way?
Yep, Facebook page is awesome. So just Thriving Southland is our Facebook page, and our website is www.thrivingsouthland.co.nz. And yep, loads of information there. You can see the events that are coming up. You can sort of have a read about what we've done so far, what we're doing next. And hey, this is open for everybody to look at. You know, we want Southland, we want New Zealand to get in behind what these guys are doing. So, you know, if you've got a question or you want to get involved, just let us know.
Thanks, Rachel. Sounds great. Talk to you again.
Thank you, Andy.
All right, great to have Rachel there. So Thriving Southland, yes, that ACE group doing some, literally, as Jamie's fond of saying, doing God's work. Fantastic work by the Aparima community environment group. So well done. Okay, after the break, Dairy NZ. Last week, when I was on the Dairy NZ segment, I got to talk to the boss, Dr. Tim Mackle. This week, they've given me Guy Michaels. All right. Now, don't forget, if you want to get in the draw for those two ladies' long lunch tickets that Olivia Weatherburn has so graciously given us to give away, send me a text, 5009. Tell me, actually, just say ladies' long lunch and tell me your name. It's not hard.